Brandon Hamilton plows over defender. He's at midfield, cuts back into the middle of the field. He's at the 35 to the 25, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown.
Touchdown, Red Hawk.
Cass City. From the 21-yard line, in for the score is Cass City's number 10, Brendan Hamilton, in for the score.
Wow, very impressive. He runs over a Bad Axe defender, leaving him lay on the ground. And impressive showing off that speed we've heard so much about. And a big touchdown there for Cass City as they go up 42-8 in this ballgame.
Just 2 minutes and 4 seconds for that drive, resulting in their another touchdown on the night. 4:07 remaining in regulation.
Cass City lines up in the wing tee for their two-point conversion. Looks like Hunter Vaughn under center now.
The quarterback who started the season last year for Cass City. The handoff is two-point conversion is good. Into the hands of number 33, Noah Zaleski. It is now Cass City 44, Bad Axe 8 with 4:07 left in regulation. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Hey, Mr. Tompkins. It's me, Henry. Weird to see you outside of school like this.
Yeah, Henry. Even we teachers get out and about sometimes. How about you? Doing some school shopping?
Oh, I already did that, Mr. T. I went to Thumb Cellular yesterday.
I was talking more about pencils and notebooks. What's Thumb Cellular have to do with school?
Their Get Back to School sale, of course. Check out my new iPhone SE. I got it for free with a 2-year contract. They are even offering 25 bonus gigs, a free iTunes or Google Play card, and tons of discounts.
Discounts? And what?
Oh, all sorts of stuff. Samsung Galaxy S8s and 8 Pluses, iPhone 7s and 7 Pluses. In fact, all of the phones they have in the place are on sale. Just till the end of September, though.
Is that so? Well, in that case, maybe there's a little back-to-school shopping I need to do for myself. Hey, thanks, Henry.
Stop into any location of Thumb Cellular and Bad Axe, Carol, Pigeon, and Sandusky and get the only thing you really need for back-to-school.
In other action... Final score, Ubley 26, Sandusky 14.
A 36-point differential, so we're now in running clock situation in Bad Axe as they actually have a touchdown.
The end zone, and Bad Axe will start this drive at the 20-yard line.
4:02 left in regulation, 36-point differential.
Ball will be placed at the 20-yard line.
So 20-yard line is where Bad Axe will start this drive. Single wing offense for the Hatchets. Into the hands of, that'd be number 11 for Bad Axe, Kike Gomez. And he gets it back to the original line of scrimmage of the 20. No gain in the play. And tackle was made by Cass City's number 33 for Cass City, Noah Zaleski. Second down and 10 yards to go for the Hatchets. 3.5 to play in regulation.
Noah Zaleski there, quite an impressive showing here tonight. If there's been one lone bright spot here in this game, I thought Noah Zaleski did a really nice job sliding into Nick Perry's role there. Potentially you're seeing the future of that defense and offense.
Clancy gets the direct snap. He's out to the 25 and actually swung down at the 24-yard line where forward progress stops. Brings up a third down and 6 yards to go. Tackle is made by Cass City's number 62, Hank Janik.
Hank Janik making a nice tackle there, throwing down the offensive ball carrier for a very little gain. Third down and 6 coming up for Bad Axe as we get under the 3-minute mark.
Other scores going on. Brown City takes out Marlette 28-20. Ubley defeats Sandusky 26-14. Harbor Beach was blasting Memphis last we saw 65-6. Third down and 6 here, and it's direct snap to number 11. Gomez, he gets out to about the 30-yard line, just shy of the first down marker at the 31. But we'll see according to the spot. Tackle is made by Cass City's Seth Rogenbach. He's a senior. And they're going to say,
short.
They thought about, there it is, first down. Officials are giving it to him. So 2:25, clock stops momentarily. First and 10 from the 30-yard line. Bad Axe marching, trailing by 36 points. Single wing, working off just inside of the right hash. Left or right across your radio, and a fumble. Gomez is going to have to jump on it. way back at the 23-yard line. Cassidy says they have it, but the sideline judges are saying Bad Axe ball.
Noah Zaleski recovers the ball. At least he shows that he recovered the ball. Let's see what they decide. Oh, they're going to say it's Bad Axe football.
Blue had the ball when he's down by contact. Blue retains the ball. Second down.
There so less than 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. 44-8, Cass City leading. Second down and a ways to go. First down markers at the 40-yard line. Line of scrimmage is at the 23. Second down, 17 yards to go.
Minute 20 left here in the fourth quarter.
Looking to pass, Wainer tries to throw it downfield. It falls out of his hand, and Cassidy's there
this
to scoop
Cassidy
it up at the 15-yard line, and this will be a turnover, and Cassidy suddenly in the red zone again with less than a minute to play.
Dalton Powell, number 60 for Cassidy, will recover the fumble as Ryan Wainer fumbles the football, trying to make a throw. Dalton Powell does a nice job covering it up, and Cass City will take over here as we are under a minute as the clock continues to run.
45 seconds left, first and 10 from the 16-yard line for Cass City. Taking their time under center, Hunter Vaughn plays defensive end on defense. He used to be the quarterback last year before Santa Catharell took over the duties. Taking his time, waiting for the play clock to get all the way down inside of 10 seconds, and he's going to take the victory formation and kneel. And this should be the last play right there with 20 seconds left.
That will end the game.
So Cass City takes the victory away from Bad Axe on homecoming night in Bad Axe. Final score, Cass City 44, Bad Axe 8. Cass City moves on to 5-1 in the season, just one more win away from an automatic berth in the MHSA playoffs. Bad Axe moves to 1-5 on the season through 6 weeks. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. We'll return for our postgame wrap-up from Bad Axe, Michigan, on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network.
Countryside Sales and Service of Seawing knows you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game. Well, their shop and parts department are still open, too. They're open 6 days a week and late Tuesday through Friday nights for your convenience. They hope your breakdowns are few, but they know things happen at the worst possible times. So if you need Cat, Kenworth, and Mack trailer parts, tires, and custom hydraulic hoses, call ahead for parts pickup. Countryside sells what they run. Countryside wishes everyone a safe harvest. On your way through Owendale, stop at Stack's Market to fuel up, grab a deli sandwich or pizza, and get rolling fast. Open 7 days, Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
I am sure by now that you have heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half of the population in our country. There are few scarier things than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Heather Drabeck with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and Bay City area and ask about our Secure Checking option. Thumb National's Secure Checking Program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our Secure Checking Specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
You may know it already, but it's good to be sure. Not only do we have clinics and pharmacies in Pigeon, Elkton, Sebring, and Caseville, but we are now happy to announce the addition of yet another family practice physician, Dr. Blake Putman.
Hi, I'm Dr. Blake Putman. I'm excited to be joining Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther at Sure Family Medical Center. I'm a graduate of Central Michigan University College of Medicine, and I'm so blessed to be practicing medicine in the same area that I grew up in.
Dr. Putman joins the ranks of our award-winning medical staff, with Dr. Paul Scott in Sepwick, Dr. Scott Ryder in Caseville, Drs. Ross Ramsey and Michael Paulson in Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Schur Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Schur Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr.